And we're live. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Real Talk Radio, where Kyle and I get a little real and talk about some things outside of PlayStation for once. Because you know what? We don't do that often. You know that, Kyle? We never do.
We do, just not on a show.
Not on a show. Yeah.
But it's been a while.
It's been a minute.
What was the last real talk we did? We talked about arcades, right?
Yeah.
I think I remember.
Yeah. And then we missed a month.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, my God. My apologies. And that's why this week we're going to be a little extra with you guys. Or this month, rather, because this is the once a month. Everybody gets it. This is everyone's, yours from the dollar tier and up. This month, I want to talk about a subject that is near and dear to your heart as well as my heart, Kyle. We're going to talk about the movies.
Yeah. But let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the lobby. That's what it is.
Well, now it's like who's the Australian lady with the blonde hair?
Margot Robbie?
No, not Margot Robbie. Oh God, I wish. No, what's her face? Oh my God.
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman. Yeah, she's like, this is the movie theater.
Oh,
see, magic gets made.
Is that an AMC thing?
It's right. I'm in here and I'm talking. Very
seductive. I don't go to AMC, so I don't know.
About loss. About love. About the hand job that you witness.
With their very weird fingers. Have you ever seen that? Down.
No.
And it was at the Oscars, I think, a few years ago. She was clapping, and it's audio.
Just with her palms?
Yeah, but her fingers would go outwards.
Outwards.
And as she was clapping. It's very weird.
That is... Yeah, that doesn't even look like... Mm-mm. It's like she's never done it before.
Exactly. That's it just alarming. Confirmed that she was probably like a lizard person or something.
With my lizard-like appendages, I watch film. A cinema, true cinema, in an AMC theater near you. Or maybe I don't. Can I tell you, Kyle, I've been watching a lot. I watched Moon Knight 3 times.
I have yet to watch it yet.
Yeah, and now I got his accent in my head. So I don't know what's in my waking day or my sleeping night.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no.
What's on your stand? Oi, bruv. Like, all that type of shit.
Oh, man.
Why are we so popular in the UK?
I appreciate y'all.
Yeah. Anyway, before we get into the movies and how... That person has lizard hands. Kyle, I got a standing desk. Or I'm getting it.
Oh, sweet.
It arrives this Friday. Very excited. You want to know what happened?
What happened? Oh, did it finally die?
Yep. It is being strung up by 2 2x4s.
Because this has been like months in the making.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, my brother's going to fix it.
Yeah.
I was like, is he? Because you got a lot of expensive things on your desk. I want to make sure everything's good.
Yeah.
Almost lost. And you're like, hey, can I use some Patreon funds to buy myself a new desk?
Yeah.
And that didn't happen. And I guess that time is now.
I wanted to save up and get all the cool stuff at once.
Yeah.
And like, oh, like, look at everything you guys have done for us type of thing. And nope. Holy shit. So like what happened was I just came in, I just walked in and I'm like, what the fuck happened to my desk? And it didn't like fall like all the way, but like luckily like I have a lot of shit on my desk.
Yeah.
Nothing fell on the ground.
Wow.
It was just kind of like wobbly, like dunzos. Mm. So I pretty much hooked this desk up to my other desk to kind of weigh it down at that point in time. And then I had 2 2x4s that are like semi the length you need. So that's holding this desk up. So I can't be slamming on it, but you know me, I'm going to be, I'm already tempted because I can't do it.
Have you, I don't know if you've watched any like Achievement Hunter things.
Back in the day, yeah.
They used to do a series. I don't think they do it much anymore, but it's in between the games or in between games or whatever, where it's just them dicking around in the office. And there was one where Jeremy went up to Gavin's desk, and they were like, they all had IKEA desks, and they're like, you know, they have like cardboard inside of them.
Yeah,
it's really all this board.
It's like particle board.
Yeah, and he was like, I bet you I can axe kick through your desk, and. They're like, no, you can't do it. It's impossible. He goes up and he axe kicks it and it splits in half. And everything on the dead, they didn't take the computer off or anything. Oh. It just tumbles all to the thing. And everyone's just like in shock that it actually worked. And that's what I imagine will happen to you. If you just one karate chop onto your desk, it's donezo.
I'm tempted. I'm tempted to do the karate chop, goddammit. Oh my God. Yeah, so thank you, Patreon, for having that possible. I also came to the, like, and it's good because I came to the conclusion. I'm like, I can't be, I was actually talking to some of my coworkers about this. I'm like, I sit here way too much. This is not healthy. This is not mm-hmm. good. I need to mm-hmm. stand. And they're like, yeah, that's one of the first things we did was get a standing desk. Because
I've heard some jobs that, like, working home jobs, they, give you money for a standing desk. Does yours do that?
Yes, but I would have to wait 3 months.
I figured, yeah.
So, yeah, so I'm going to wait the 3 months. This monitor that I have in front of me is a piece of shit. So that's going to probably be the new secondary monitor when I get the good monitor in.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you. I've always wanted a standing desk.
Because
I feel like, you know, doing podcasting or whatnot, I think standing and podcasting is probably a whole different energy.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like I can do more and be more emotive. Not with just my hands, but I can like walk around a little bit and be more involved. Well, like, imagine like a live react, right?
Yeah.
And something happens. Yeah. And like, instead of getting up out of the chair, I'm just like going in circles. And
that's what Bobby actually used to do. Bobby used to have a standing desk.
Oh,
man, and, yeah. And yeah, so like he would freak out. He'd like take his thing off. Over around. Oh my God, yeah. So like, what you call it? So yeah, I'm gonna get that in. But like the thing is, like with the mic setup, mm-hmm. like that's a new type of like I gotta make sure I'm talking into this thing, because like a lot of podcasters, you know, beginners, newbies, as it were, you know. You got to really think about this is where the mic is and I got to talk into it and really like always aiming at it. So like when you're new, you're always like going away from it, you know, and I walking out that fourth dimension everybody's always talking about.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what happened over the weekend. And that said, I want to watch The Batman again, Kyle.
I do too.
It's really good.
It's really good. I mean, I'm not going to talk bad about the movie. I'm not. It's mm-hmm. it's near perfect in my eyes.
It really is.
I'm the older I get.
No spoilers, by the way. Yes.
Yeah. No. The older I get, and the amount of things that I want to do with my time,
mm-hmm.
a 3-hour movie at a theater is kind of pushing it a little bit these days.
Right.
Because like, yeah, I would go see The Batman right now, but the fact that I have to drive 40 minutes to my theater, then it's another 3 hours after that movie's over, and then a 40-minute drive home, that's like a full school day. That's like 4 or 5 hours right there. Like, that's a lot of time to see a 3-hour movie. So it's, I don't know, I maybe I'm getting crotchety a little bit in my old age.
No, I definitely am too, because now I'm just like, I am. When I want to watch a movie now, it's like, unless it's like an MCU thing, I'm going noon. Because the people, I get like the middle row, and you kind of just get to kick back and relax.
You can suck on your Werther's as loud as you want.
Exactly. Make all the fucking noise.
Yeah.
Check your phone.
Yeah.
Shit's
dope. Hey, Ursula, do you see that shit? Look at that. Hey, yeah. Ethel, what up?
Who the fuck is that? I'm just trying to enjoy my cinema.
So I want to talk first, not like how we do it now. I want to talk about how we used to do it then. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like, and this is now speaking from the Hispanic angle. Hi, everybody. I'm here to be woke and talk about how hard I had it and my trials and tribulations. I had it pretty good. But there was two types of experiences when I went with my family, or my brother rather, because like as a family we would actually go up until COVID hit, we'd go on Christmas Day and watch a film.
Oh, wow.
And that was like the way we would do it. So, you know, we were joined by our fellow Jewish and atheist brothers in the theaters, just like chilling out, going, hey, what up? Yeah, no, we should be at church. Who are you guys? You guys are cooler. You guys got the shit right. You guys are relaxed and entertaining.
Church doesn't have surround sound and popcorn.
Exactly. Dolby doesn't have Dolby Digital. So, yeah, like that's how we would normally do it. But when I was with my grandparents, it was a whole different experience. Because first, like you're a kid, you're going to your AMC. At least how that's, or yeah. Back in the day was Lowe's, not the Home Improvement, just straight up Lowe's theater. And then no 2x4s in sight. And like it would be nice. It's not like premium, but it's good. Like you would go, there was the Lowe's in Wayne, New Jersey. That's right, shouting you guys out because now it's a fucking dumpster. not the whole town of Wayne, just the theater. But you people are trash. So all they got is a Chipotle, Kyle. I'm sorry, I coughed in the mic. All they got is Chipotle, and that's it. All right, it's a surround. It's all highways in Wayne. And if you live in Wayne, you know this, and you know it's true. All right, choose a better town. So you'd go in there and it's like huge. You have like the arcades and then you'd have like this huge concession stand. And this is when I guess Wayne was better, but there was a flood and that's when all the trash came in. And like at the concession stand, you get to choose anything you fucking want. As a kid, you get one candy and a soda and you gotta make do. Uh-huh. But me, I'm a spoiled little bitch. So I was able to get two candies all the time. Kyle, when you were a kid, you go into that concession stand.
Yeah.
What were you picking?
Oh, if I did, it'd be popcorn.
Okay.
And like a soda. That's it. I didn't really. Maybe. Hold on. Maybe a Butterfinger BB.
Oh,
back in the day when those were still a thing.
Yeah, with Homer Simpson.
But here's the thing. Movies for me and my family.
Wait, no wonder you got shitty teeth. You've been chewing on a Butterfingers is your snack. You chew on a Butterfingers, that's going to break the enamel right off the bat.
Butterfinger BBs were different.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. How were they different?
They were smaller. They're the Bunch of Crunch of Butterfingers.
Okay.
I remember Bart Simpson used to eat them all the time, and that's why I wanted them.
Yeah.
As in my family, I can count on one hand the amount of times I went to the movies with my family. Oh, yeah. It was just a thing that we didn't do, and I would have to wait for it to come on TV or to go to Blockbuster and rent the VHS. Like, it's just not something we did. Like, I would get invited to, like, birthday parties, and I would go with friends and whatnot. I remember very vividly going to go see, I want to say the movie was called The River.
Okay.
Call of the Wild or something, whatever. I was maybe fourth grade or something.
Mm-hmm.
And very clearly there were boobs in the movie. And no, I was way too young to see that. Yeah, my friend's dad was just like, sorry. it was a rare thing when I was younger. And it wasn't until I got, you know, I was working and I was making money and I had access to a car and a license.
Mm-hmm.
Then me and my friends went every week. And it was just a thing to do because I wanted to catch up on it. Two, I fell in love with it. And then, like, since that point on, it's been like my home away from home thing. Now I don't get any snacks, to go back to your question. Like, I hate the sound of myself chewing while I'm watching a movie. Yeah, I don't. If I get anything, it's mozzarella sticks.
Okay. I'm sorry. My mother was yelling at me.
No, it's fine.
You get mozzarella sticks?
I get mozzarella sticks because my theater offers those, and then like a vitamin water or something. But back in the day,
A vitamin.
A popcorn would be the go-to. And just get a big bag and share it with my sister.
Yeah, no, I get kind of depressed. Okay, so if I can have a snack, I'm like, well, why am I fucking here? Like, this is part of it. But there's etiquette. You take the wrappers, all the wrappers you need to get out.
Oh, yeah.
Before, do it during the trailers. Just get it all done. Do you throw it on the ground?
No, I'm not a heathen. Mm. Wow. Jersey. Wow. Could have seen. Didn't see that coming.
It depends. Sometimes I choose violence. Sometimes I'm a good citizen.
I bet you don't put the cart back either in the parking lot when you're out of the store.
No. I definitely do. Okay. I definitely do.
Sure.
Because when I see it, we've all been that, like when you're walking out of the grocery store and you see a cart near your car. And you're
Oh,
this motherfucker dinged it.
I have the dents of my car to prove it. When I worked at GameStop, people did not care.
Nope.
I would come out to massive dents in my car and they're still there because I can't afford to fix that.
Yeah, no, like because the GameStop I used to frequent is in Midland Park, New Jersey. Shout out Midland Park. So if you want to ever assassinate me, you wait in one of the corners. And then you just fucking RFK me right there. JFK me right there.
I can just imagine someone like sitting in the corner just with like a small dagger.
Yep.
Where is he?
Just twirling it.
Just twirling it in his fingers.
That fuck.
Kind of like Thanos with that dagger. Yep. But he's just kind of like,
see, all right, here's my chance.
Where is he?
To make my quarterly stopping GameStop when I absolutely have to. Oh, that's another retro talk. But for me, I like as a kid, I would get Twizzlers and I would get the God tier snack. You go into a movie theater, you're getting the fucking Bunch of Crunch.
Oh yeah. Bunch of Crunches.
Go to, and you're finishing that. You polishing that son of a bitch off before the movie even starts.
Oh, absolutely. I don't understand how people who get candy.
Yeah.
And the rare occasion I do, how it lasts the entire movie. How?
Self-control.
I guess, but I also don't want to be that guy, speaking about Bunch of Crunch,
yeah,
during the movie, tipping it over and you hear the Bunch of Crunch like going into my hand or whatnot.
Now, you're pretty much in it at that point. I feel like if you're sitting next, like you're in it, like it depends, like don't do it at a quiet seat or whatever, but like,
yeah,
it's never deterred me. But then I would get a Cherry Coke.
Cherry Coke's good.
Cherry Coke's God tier. S tier soda right there.
Uh-huh.
There's few and far between that comes like close.
Yeah.
All right. Well, except for Boylan's black cherry soda that comes in a glass.
Boylan's? That sounds like a medicinal herb.
I think so, because it tastes like sweet nectar. And and yeah, that would be my go-to. But now, as an adult, I get a nice small popcorn.
Okay.
And I get a Bunch of Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I get my soda. And that's really only where I drink soda, by the way. Don't let this fat fuck exterior that I show think I'm drinking it all the time. It's very seldom for me. I'm sorry I'm cursing so much, but this is an X-Men show. You should know.
Well, why is the movie's the only place you have a soda, a carbonated beverage?
Because I can't get good seltzer anywhere else.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. So like soda is like, it really is a treat to me, but like it's not like I don't really search for it anymore.
Okay.
But like if I'm like I see there's a Sprite in my fridge now, I've been jonesing this Sprite for 2 days, so maybe I have it later, maybe have it for lunch tomorrow.
Yeah
So that's what I do. But I want to know your thoughts on this. There are people out there, I don't know who, that get M&M's. Oh, also, if I can't get popcorn, I get M&M's.
Yeah,
peanut classic. M&M's. Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong.
What are your thoughts on Reese's Pieces?
They're bullshit candies.
Oh, how dare you?
They're pieces of shit. I think we've talked about this.
Possibly. How dare you?
No, it's not a real Reese's.
Yeah, I know.
That's why they suck.
They don't, though.
No, you have to have the chocolate on, like capsule.
You don't have to.
The peanut butter.
Yeah, hot take here. I think Hershey's chocolate is not great.
Oh, I mean, that's not a hot take. That's true.
Yeah, but that is Reese's chocolate. It's Hershey chocolate. It's not great.
Oh, fuck. You got to back off on this. You really got to back off on this. I will, dude. If you gave me a sleeve, and I'm talking not even sleeves, I think I can eat. I think I can easily top off 10 to 20 Reese's. Easy.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think, because like, yeah, the Hershey chocolate, it's not the best chocolate, but it's still chocolate and peanut butter. It's the perfect marriage. And just it feels so good. It, like the peanut butter, just it feels nice. When you have it in a little pellet form, it just kind of feels like oil.
I haven't had them in a very long time.
Okay.
But I remember them being great. I also shout out to E.T. for bringing the Reese's Pieces to infamy.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, so like, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's a bullshit candy. If you want peanut butter, you just get a jar of goddamn Jif with you.
And peanut
that's butter.
That's totally normal when you're sitting there at 12 noon with Ethel and Ursula.
Well, let me tell you.
Spoonful of peanut butter.
Ethel and Ursula have that shit on hand because when I went as a kid with my grandparents.
Yeah.
Oh, no. The concession stand is a lie.
Oh.
The concession stand is where they make all their money.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandparents, my grandpa, since fighting the fascists in Spain, was always about fighting the power. And he's like, no, we're not getting those candies. We got candies here. But it's just like, hey, here's microwave popcorn from this afternoon. Put it in a little bag.
Yeah.
But not even the Ziploc. And everybody knows. Everybody with Hispanic parents knows of this. At the very least, Hispanic parents know about this. They get this. They go to the bodega and they get these goddamn Ziplocs that have no zipper. It's just a flap. A flap goes over. There's no so it's like a wallet, but no way of truly sealing it. So you roll it up, and you put it in your pocket. And then
it's like when you have to tuck your shirt into your pants. You're just tucking it in there and hoping it doesn't fall out.
Pretty much. And they're like, here's these the candies that you guys won't eat when you're at our house. Put them in your pocket.
Please tell me you had the strawberry
of course candies. Of course.
Oh, those are great.
Timeless. And so put that in there. They're just like, here's Twizzlers from, it's not like we went to CVS or Walgreens or Rite Aid or whatever.
Yeah, no, it's what they had in the house. Yeah.
It's like, what are we makeshifting? Why are we doing this? We live in America. Yeah. And that's how, and we'd like, and they'd be like, here, put it in the jacket. Don't take it out. I swear to God, if you don't take it out. And they would line their pockets. I swear to God. My grandparents would line their pockets with Capri Suns. they're selling drugs. Or they're like the guy from Resident Evil 4. What are you buying? Just littered with Capri Suns.
Real talk, though. As a kid, I don't know who got me to be so afraid of bringing in outside food.
Yeah.
But that was like a huge no-no in my brain. You go to the movie, if you get caught bringing something in,
yeah,
you're kicked out forever.
Oh, yeah.
And me being a goody two-shoes, I can't do that. Now as an adult, I realize that is just a lie. They frown upon it.
Yeah.
But whatever. Yeah. Like in high school, outside the theater I go to, there's a Wendy's right outside.
Yeah.
So there was a time, I forgot what movie, I think it might have been The Wolverine, where he fights the Silver Samurai.
Oh, that one.
Not Logan or anything.
Yeah.
We lined our pockets with chicken nuggets. We had nug pockets. And we would just waltz right in, and I'm popping nuggets out of my pocket in my cargo shorts, and God, life was good.
Yeah.
Life was good.
Yeah. Every time I go in with my friend Amy, I turn to her. I'm just like, all right, we're going to CVS after or before. We're going to get some Bunch of Crunches there. We don't have to pay $6 for Bunch of Crunch. I wouldn't mind the charge up if it was a dollar more. But now you're looking at popcorn, $13 plus the largest Coke you're never going to complete. And then they have that shit at the bottom where you only refill it once. The machine knows. Mm-hmm. It's like, what is this? This is true fascism right here. This is what, what I don't know. What the Republicans back in the 50s and 60s warned us about, the rise of communism. There's like, what is this? Everybody gets but one refill.
I don't want to stray too far from what you're about to talk about. We went on a tangent.
Yeah.
You're talking about M&Ms and popcorn.
Yes. Oh, yeah. People that die.
Yeah.
People that put the M&Ms in the popcorn. How do you feel about that?
Do you frown upon it?
I don't, You're wasting M&Ms.
Are you, though?
Because I'm thinking gravity. I'm going to grab them. A lot of M&Ms are just going to fall to the bottom.
And oh, then, like, it's going to be disproportionate of, like,
right.
popcorn to M&M ratio. Yeah, I guess I can see that.
And then, like, God forbid, I'm just thinking of my teeth now because all the work has been done. Oh, my yeah. God, all the needles. Is it sad that I'm used to it now? They're like, okay, here's no. a needle. I'm not even scared.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. But, like, you're going to get a kernel instead of an M&M, and then you just chip a tooth.
Yeah, that could be a problem. I can see where that could be a problem.
Then you're going to get chocolate all over your hands.
I never did that. I also, I don't know what it is about the theaters around me, but it wasn't until very recently they installed those butter stations. I would just get the popcorn from the counter and it'd be not buttery with that fake butter that you put on at the movie theater.
I love
it's
that.
A very recently. Oh, it's very good.
I drench that
it makes
shit.
Me, it makes me cough, though, so I need to make sure I have lots of fluid.
Fair. First off, I just saw on Twitter, it's like a guy who's like, I got my dream gun. It's like this. First off, it's a Kalashnikov, but it's like, first off, why is this here? I don't understand. Like, nobody liked it of mine. It's 500 likes. Very, like, it's impressive piece of tech right
here. Is it promoted?
It's not even promoted.
Oh, jeez. I don't know where you are.
No one follow, like, none of my friends follow this guy. It's just very weird. It's not like I'm offended. Like, oh my God.
No, but it is odd that it just pops up.
Yeah. I've shot one of these before. It's nuts. Crazy. Anyway. at a target range, I must say, in Florida, and the guy was very loose about how we were shooting. It was definitely very Florida. but no, so like, yeah, I just feel like the M&M to peanut butter is all, or sorry, popcorn's all off. And then also when it comes down to like the butter, oh, I'm drenching it, dude. I am drenching it and just enjoying life. Because like so much so that like, again, like my friends would be like, Joe, come on, let's go. And I'm like, just 1 minute. And the button is always so like it's always stuck on.
Oh, yeah. It's and it disgusting takes, like, 30, when you think about it.
Yeah, it takes 30 seconds because like the butter from people's hands is like, it's really gross.
When you really think about people actually touching the part where the butter comes out and you're just willingly sticking it into your bag of popcorn.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Disgusting. Do you put a little salt on that? I put a little salt now.
No, I don't.
I do it. Yeah, and it's like the community salt too.
Yeah, exactly.
It's disgusting garbage, but I love it. I do the salt because it's excellent. Okay, now we're in the cinema. All right.
Yeah. Well, we get to that, I want to ask you, what was the first movie you saw in the theater? Do you remember?
Oh, fuck me. I don't remember. I remember Toy Story, A Bug's Life. I think Lion King, but like we're really thinking of Lion King would be. When did Lion King come out? Let me see.
I want to say 94 or 5.
Okay, no, I was like 3. Well, maybe like I remember it. Can I go ask my mom?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I go ask my mommy? One sec, guys. I'm not even going to use the mic this time. This is for you guys. One sec.
Yeah, 94. I was right.
Hey, Ma. Hey.
I don't know if you can hear it, patrons, but he's asking Mom. I'm trying to think of what my first movie was. Because I don't remember. It's between one or two. That was in 95. Joe's a crazy person. Reese's Pieces are delicious. Don't listen to him. They're great. I know there's people out there that believe that. Wow, 95 was a great year. 95, I think, was the year I went to the movies. I was 7 years old. Good God almighty. So, patrons, while I have the floor by myself, I love you very much. I appreciate you so very much. Who knows if Joe's going to leave this in the final episode? But I love you very much. Your support.
Guys, you're not going to believe this shit.
Uh-oh.
You're not going to believe this shit.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Kyle, I go to my mother. What's the first movie I watched?
Yeah.
And she goes without hesitation, but not certainty, Jurassic Park.
Whoa, okay.
And I'm like, Jurassic. And then I go,
93?
No, I would be 2 years old. Yeah, no. Maybe she remembers my brother going, because I'd be two probably. Years old.
Probably.
So, no, yeah, 2 years old. And so I think safe bet would be it was a Disney movie, and it would probably be Toy Story. What about you?
Yeah, so I was telling the patrons while you were gone. Uh-huh. I was trying to remember exactly which was the first one, mm-hmm. but then I realized the year of 1995 was like a stellar year.
Oh, yeah?
I think the earliest ones I remember all came out in 95.
So I was going to type in 95. I got distracted because I looked up Jurassic Park when that came out first, and Laura Dern distracted me. Let me see.
That's fair.
So I continue.
There's like a weird, very fuzzy memory of possibly Aladdin in 1992. I would have been 5. Okay. Very fuzzy. But 95 was, I distinctly remember, Power Rangers.
Shit, could have been Power Rangers. I think it was Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Power Rangers, Casper, and Toy Story. Those all came out in 95, and okay. I all distinctly remember seeing them in the theater.
Yeah.
As a family. Like, that was like the family, let's go and see them.
Kyle, Tommy Boy.
You saw Tommy Boy?
No. I'm looking, like, okay, first off, Friday came out in 95.
95 was great.
Bad Boys, Tommy Boy, Ace Ventura, Toy Story.
Was Billy Madison
came? No way! Oh shit! I think we peaked in 95.
95's a good year.
Holy shit! Goofy movie, like
hell yeah! Batman Forever,
Father of the Bride, Money Train. One sec, I gotta.
Good year.
Waterworld, The Waterworld.
Oh, 7.
Yeah.
Heavyweights. Oh my God! Let's talk about Heavyweights. Tread. Heavyweights is dope.
What's Heavyweights?
Heavyweights is Ben Stiller runs the fat camp.
All right, I'm already in.
Oh, you've never seen it?
Nope.
Oh, it's so good. It Takes Two, Olsen Twins, okay. Masterpiece. Heat. Oh,
fuck Heat! Yes. Hoo-ah!
Hoo-ah!
We got fucking Godzilla.
The original Mortal Kombat? That soundtrack was dope.
I was going to scream Die Hard for a second, but it's Die Hard with a Vengeance. Don't worry about it, boys.
Yeah. Yeah, 95 was good. Mallrats? 95 was great.
Wow. Yeah. Honestly, that's S tier.
Oh, that's S tier.
That's S tier.
Sure.
Jesus, Halloween. Okay. So
Slam Dunk Ernest.
So now we enter the cinema, Kyle.
Yeah.
Where are we sitting?
Oh. So times are different now.
Yeah.
Now you get your assigned seating, and thank God.
Thank God.
Oh, I love it so much. I'm strictly going for high school me. Mm-hmm. We would go for the back of the theater.
Absolutely.
As middle as possible, but that never really happened. So back in the theater, there were a couple times when we were a little bit late because my friends in high school did not know how to be on time. Mm-mm. And so when I came, because I was the one that would always drive, I'm still a little salty about it. And I would show up to the house and we wait 5-10 minutes, like, come on, we gotta go. So we'd be stuck in like the second row or the first row. And our necks would be craned up. Oh, it was bad.
Yeah.
Like, those were bad, bad times. But back of the theater would be the go-to.
Even now. Right now, because because of we're still, I don't know if you know this, in a pandemic. Yeah. I choose all the way in the back. Because to me, I'm the one breathing on people. You're not.
Yeah, you're doing the cough cloud.
Yeah.
You're doing the breathing cloud, yeah.
Yeah. And so like that's how I'm thinking of it, and I feel like I'm fine because I'm also more elevated. So I'm fine. But even back then, I'm like all the way in the back because for some reason, nobody wants all the way in the back seats. Or there's a good place in, shout out to the Garden State Mall where I used to frequent. So if you ever wanted to assassinate me, you plan on that one. Tour your knife at one of the entrances. But yeah, yeah, yeah. There was like these seats like in front of the entrance. Like, but like on top of it, like where the, like that tunnel. Yeah. And I'd like those seats because I don't, here's the thing. I don't want anybody sitting next to me, especially some fucking stranger, because I, first off, we're large and in charge.
Yeah.
So we know we take up a lot of room. Mm-hmm. Seats are very tight for us. Mm-hmm. And I like to spread my legs all. I like to man, whatever.
Do you still do that now?
Yeah.
Oh, my theater has reclining seats. I don't have to worry about that.
Oh, I love. Oh, yeah, yeah, jeez, yeah, reclining seats. But like, still, like, I've gotten to the point where I am willing to pay for the seat next to me, so no one's
really.
Yeah, I hate it that much.
I nowadays I strictly go for end of the row, so I have that wall next to me at least on one side.
Yep.
So I don't have to worry about two people inside of me.
Yeah.
I only have to worry about one if that happens. If somebody sits next to me, and I've been lucky the last couple of times, other than the Batman, that was a packed theater. But yeah, I like having only one side to worry about somebody encroaching on my
same.
Space.
Same. But like, and I know, I don't know if you've done this. I've done this plenty of times. I'll put all my coats on one chair. You'd be like, this is a chair you can't. This is for my friend.
Seat's taken.
When's your friend coming back? We ever had one of those conversations? Huh? And then the movie starts.
Oh, yeah. The before the assigned seating times.
Yep.
When you would go see Avengers, Chaos. Age of Ultron, and you go Chaos. With friends, and they all leave to go to the concessions at one time. And you're so like, guys, Kyle, you're in charge of the row, and I have to play bouncer on defense on both sides and be like, hey, no, these seats, they'll be right back, I promise.
Did they at least get, like, did they be like, hey, we'll get your stuff? Yeah, or like, not like offer to pay, but like, we'll get you your Twizzlers.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, while you're there, at least grab me a water or something.
That's the least you could do, because then you're
but
like.
Yeah, then it's bombarded, and the people are like, oh, come on, man, you can't hold a seat. Yes, I can, because we got here before you. Don't try to take our seats.
And like, you got to put articles of clothes, like, at least, that's why. If you're going to the theater, always wear a jacket. Always wear a sweater.
Oh, something that you can put on a seat to claim it.
Yeah.
If you don't have assigned seats. Now assigned seats, it's way easier.
It's way easier. And they'll be like, what seats do you want? Boop, boop, beep, boop, boop. Oh, God, so good. That's the thing. We have it better now. You know? Usually we take a look back and we're like, oh, man, how great back then used to be because World War III wasn't about to start or whatever. But, like, honestly, reclining seats. Assigned seats. Sometimes, have you ever been in a dine-in theater?
I've been to an Alamo
Draft House.
Yes, 3 or 4 times now. Always a super super cool. The last one we went to, I think I saw, might have been Joker. Oh. Comic-Con. You saw Joker with me.
I did, but no, that wasn't at Alamo.
Yeah, that wasn't at Alamo.
Really?
That was at Alamo in Brooklyn, and those seats were on the smaller side, so I wasn't very comfortable.
No, I think we watched Venom.
Not in Alamo.
No, but it wasn't at Alamo, but it was at AMC, I think.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of the year before. Maybe you weren't there that one.
Yeah.
Or we saw Black Panther at Alamo in Brooklyn as well. But those are great because, A, another pet peeve of mine, and I know you said a couple times that you are the person to tell other people to shut the hell up.
Yeah.
I am not. Inside of my head, I'm screaming at them, but I don't like the confrontation, so I usually don't say anything. There was one time in high school I did because these two people were on a date behind us, and they were just loud and obnoxious the entire time. I was like, I can't do this anymore. And the moment I said something, everyone around me said something. It was like the floodgates opened up. But now Alamo, if you don't know, they tell you to be quiet. They'll kick you out if you talk.
Beautiful.
Phones are away, and they have people coming to your seat to deliver your drinks and food.
Oh, fucking! That's your royalty.
Like fresh baked, warm chocolate chip cookies. Oh my god, they are to die for at Alamo.
Yes,
so good.
Yeah. Shit. That just sounds. I'm sorry. That just sounds so good.
It really does. It really does.
Just trying, like, that just sounds like your royalty. And you're just getting taken care of. And that's the thing. First off, if you bring your child, I don't care. I will fight you. Okay?
Oh, you're one of those people.
I will fucking get in your face. You don't bring your...
What if it's a well-behaved child?
Well-behaved child's great. I will reward that by going up to you after the show and say your child was excellent.
Wow, okay.
If given permission, I'd even pat them on the head.
I think we found the person waiting for you with a dagger.
If I had further permission, I'd tussle their hair. Go, good on you, champ.
Hey, good job, kid.
No, just call him champ. Good on you, champ. If you don't see him, they're still fucking it up. Could you stop mushing my child's face? All right, champ.
I've only run into... I mean... I worked at summer camp for a long time. We would go to the movies during the day.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of parents that would bring their kids. So I was kind of used to the mayhem that those middle of the day in the summertime showings in an animated movie can bring. There was a mom that sat next to me with her child and let her child play on the Nintendo 3DS.
Nope. You're getting a fucking talking to.
Full volume next to me, and all I could hear were the Mario coins being collected.
Nope, you get a firm talking to, and then I am also going to the management. I am a straight up Karen, Kyle. When it comes to the movies, I'm here to watch the movie,
yeah,
not to watch your kid suck at Minecraft.
Yeah,
I would.
There was one thing I was just like, why would you bring your child to this movie? And, yeah. Let alone, why am I even here? I went to go see The Happening in theaters. Mark Wahlberg, where the nature is trying to kill you.
Yeah.
A parents came in with a stroller and a baby. And halfway, because that movie is loud. And like the baby started wailing and crying.
Do they at least attempt to take the thing outside?
No, not until like 45 minutes into the movie. Then they decided to go. I'm like, you're crazy.
Come
Good
on.
Thing this movie sucks.
Get a babysitter, man. Jesus. Don't be that person. I will talk to you. I will literally yell it out in the theater.
To be fair, maybe the babysitter canceled. I don't know.
Well, then don't go. You're ruining my fun. And everybody else is in the theater. Don't be that person. Don't be that person. I swear to God, I'll fight you. That's the worst time if you're trying to assassinate me, is being in a theater. There's no sea serpent Tyrannus on me. No.
You're on full alert.
I'm full alert, all right? I'm Lincoln looking back, dodging and punching you right in the face, Booth. You know?
Other questions
yes.
for you. A lot of people... say that they have a favorite theater experience, not just movie.
Yes.
But what is your favorite theater experience? Movie could be terrible, but you had a great time.
I mean, it's Avengers Endgame.
That was pretty good.
Nothing will get better than that. There's something about a movie experience. I'm not bullshitting you. You can't get when you're at home.
And absolutely.
I think it, like, Shang-Chi actually rang true to me, because I feel like when I get my place of my own, I'm actually going to have a dedicated theater room.
That's the dream.
Where this is the theater, here are, like, the legit, like, seats.
And speakers and
speakers, because you miss out on the sound.
Yeah.
You truly do. You miss out on the sound and the epicness. But there's something about the movie experience where, like, a moment feels like a minute in the best way.
Absolutely.
Like, it's like a euphoria moment, you know? Endgame, the final 20 minutes, man.
The nothing Avengers better. Assembled. Whew.
Everybody scream, and that's it. Here's the thing: if the theater is in unison,
yeah,
I'm not fighting everyone in that theater. That's allowed. If mm-hmm. I made noise, that's allowed. You say yeah. that may be hypocritical. I say, uh-huh. you want to fight? that's fine. But like, dude, that whole theater, the hammer, the fight
oh, yeah.
itself.
Oh yeah,
uh-huh. yeah. Like assemble. Everybody's like just cheering. Everything. Everybody like the crowd erupted. I'm getting chills, Kyle.
Yeah, same.
And I remember like just cursing my brains out. And there's a child right next to us. And I was very concerned about. And I remember uh-huh. after that, because like midway through, I'm like, oh shit, I'm cursing, I'm saying all types of obscenities. And I just tapped the guy on the shoulder. I was like, your kid was excellent. This is the best child I've ever seen in a theater. He's like, oh, thank you. We're very proud. We tell her how important it is that the whatever. I'm like, good.
Yeah.
Good. I go get a tussle of her hair. And he's just like, way out of bounds. Why would you even
ask that? Way question? Out of bounds. Pulls the dagger out.
All right, champ, maybe next time. But like, I said, I'm sorry. She learned like a whole new vocabulary with me. She's like, it's all right. She's a good kid. She won't say it.
Yeah.
That was mine. What about you?
I mean, Endgame is pretty special for the same reasons. Also, like when I think about it, I don't think we're ever going to get that ever again.
Nope.
Like years of lead up to that moment. Lots of payoff. Once in a lifetime kind of thing. Yeah. What's going to be Avatar 2? Not happening. Mm-mm. I don't remember one thing about Avatar 1. But my favorite theater experiences are there's a couple, but the main two are X-Men 3, The Last Stand. That's what I wanted to go see for my birthday. We went as a group opening night on Thursday, when Thursday was like a only for special occasions when they would show the movie a day early. Mm-hmm. And we showed up and I was so hyped for it. And then spoiler alert, they kill Cyclops. And from that point on, the entire theater was with me and my friends. And we just started ragging on this movie the entire time. And everyone was good with it.
Yeah.
The second one was just a rowdy, fun time, and it's easily the best experience I ever had in theater. I love this movie to this day. Mm. I know it's probably not a good one. It's Snakes on a Plane. Yes! I saw Snakes on a Plane on a special screening like a week before it came out at the theater we go to. Mm-hmm. We talked about it all throughout school that day. And we're like, hey, you guys want to come? Let's go. We had two full rows in the theater of just me and my friends seeing Snakes on a Plane. The whole theater was filled with others. And the entire time, out loud laughing. It was like Mystery Science Theater. Everyone was joking about it. Clearly making fun of just how awful and hilariously bad the premise is. And then, of course, Sam Jackson's iconic line, I'm tired of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Yeah.
The entire theater said it at the same time. And I was just like, yes, I love it. I never want to leave. I love that movie. And it's partly because of that. And then after that, I was like, I went back three or four times to the theater and dragged every other friend I knew. Like, you have to see this in the theater. Yeah, Six
Plane's
great.
I figure like I probably had some of those moments, but like few and far between because I guess I have that threatening presence. But like I'll tell kids like to shut your mouth, shut your Ooh. Dumb, stupid mouth. Like I'm not like that. I'd be like, hey guys, phone. I hate that. If you have a cell phone,
I want you the next movie you go see.
Stop out of my.
I want you to stand at the door, get there before anyone else. Have a basket. Be like, hey, phone's in, everybody.
Turn them off.
It's like a party in the house where you take everyone's keys.
You have 5 minutes after the movie starts to turn off your phone. Uh-huh. You have 10 seconds once I see it that you're texting. You have an extra 20 seconds if you're with a significant other because that could be the babysitter. But if sure. I see it pulled out more than thrice, you're getting a twice punch in the face. Swear to God, I will fight. I will fight a yeah. child.
God, have you yeah. ever done like a double feature day or a triple feature day?
Oh, okay. So in my teen years, the best thing when I going back to when I was a child, going to the movies with my brother is like the best experience in the world because we're both nerding out at the same exact time and we're all like seeing stuff. So like there was like a time where we watched Transformers. And this is what the first time like it went digital. Like there was no like, you know, real.
Yeah.
And we watch it with my brother. But like there's been times where like we watched Lord of the Rings and like The Matrix, I think, or something crazy, like twice. In the theaters, like we theater hopped once. Yeah. That was at Lowe's when it, you know, it's getting shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did that once. But like going to the theaters with my brother is still to this day, it's like I'll see you with my brother and my best friend Amy if I can, but I will always want to, like, if it's Star Wars, it's my brother and I. Mm-hmm. That's like I would, even if I, like, if and when I moved to North Carolina, I would literally take a plane to see Star Wars with my brother if he lived in mm-hmm. Jersey.
Yeah.
No bullshit.
Wait, are you moving to North Carolina? What?
I mean, in the next 4 years, yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, we just talked about it recently. It's time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Nowadays, mm-hmm. I actively look and try to time movies to do at least two. Every time I go.
Oh, that's because you're so far away from it. Yeah.
Yeah. It just kind of maximized the time, and I want to see as many movies as possible.
Fair enough.
But there were, back before, you know, the global condition that we're still living in,
yeah.
I would take the day off of subbing, block it out, like, hey, listen, I'm not subbing. I'm going to the movies all day. And I would see like three movies and just kind of time it out, have enough time in between to go run, grab food real quick, and then yeah. come back. Some
are
of
you,
my
are
favorite
you paying for
days.
Both movies?
Oh, yeah, I'm paying for everything.
Lawful good.
Well, the thing is, they are smart. Theater is smart. They don't book the shows in the same section of the theater that where the times.
Oh.
So, like, you go one side to see this movie, and then the other movie that's starting immediately afterwards is on the other side with an usher in between.
Yeah, see, I'm banking on these people are getting paid minimum wage and don't really care about their job because their job doesn't respect them.
Oh, there's like four ushers. Yeah, I cannot get through them without.
But like,
them
do they feel respected by their owner?
Oh yeah.
You think they get taken care of good?
Yeah.
You thinking they're getting paid like 15, 16 bucks an usher?
Oh, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. You got to test the loyalty.
There's a little too long. But at my theater, like during the day, though,
yeah,
it's the older people that work, and they take their job very seriously.
Okay.
They rule with an iron fist.
Well, there you have it, guys. That has been the Retro Radio Talk. Kyle, this was a really fun episode.
It's a good one.
This felt nice. Ooh, I got... What the fuck? Okay. I got an Xbox invite because, you know, it's a PC thing.
Oh.
Oddly enough, we're going to do the Xbox show after this.
What?
And I got an invite.
Achievement Hall?
Yeah, I got an invite from Clobriel, I think. I'm like, I don't even follow you on Twitter, sir. It has to be like some type of bot. This has to be spam.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm famous now. Okay. Well, I'm gonna end that. Kyle, that's been Retro Radio. Everybody, I hope you enjoyed. Hope you sat back. I hope you relaxed. With all that said, with all that out of the way, thank you all so much for supporting us the way you do. And have a nice one. See you guys.
Love you.